America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Really a short-term try to just try to free him up where he could maybe get a couple looks and then defensively doesn't have that big a responsibility. But I think as you saw in the Detroit game, we went right back to putting him back in the middle. When I look at the last couple games, his chances went up. He was in on two or three really good opportunities in Detroit. He was in on a 2-1 that you'd like to see our guys finish. It was just a quick look and he's back in the middle.
Lindy Ruff this morning with Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Check it out on the Odyssey app if you missed it.
Just a quick look. Now he's back in the middle. We lost two games. Couldn't score more than one goal in the second of those two. He's back in the middle. All right, good luck.
Very disappointing weekend. The Islanders, they lost two defensemen in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
That was pretty scary, though. The second, both of them, actually.
Yeah.
Puck to the face.
Yeah.
And then knocked out. The Greenway play on the boards. Clean, but tough to watch. The Sabres are 4-8 and host Ottawa tonight downtown. Pre-game coming up in less than half an hour. Paul Hamilton will join us then. It's funny. We talked to Alex Gold from Kansas City earlier, and right away he's like, why would your audience want to listen to me right now? Which, you know, fair point. I didn't think of that. I probably should think of that more often when booking guests. But I said it to him, though. Like, the Chiefs are our obsession. And the way this year is gone, it didn't have to still be that way, but it is. It's absolutely
sure
that way this year so far. And you have Kansas City last night, same old thing. A bit of a struggle, but they get it done in overtime.
I liked when I found out on, I guess it was Monday, that Alex was going to be on with us today. Not personal. Toward Alex or anything, but like, great, we're going to talk to the Chiefs guy. I hope they lose, because you know that would be to me already sort of pre-gaming for the game a week from Sunday. Because I've been in here clamoring for just somebody beat the Chiefs. They're begging for it. Somebody get them so they can get here and I can tie them and thus pass them at least for the time being in the standings. And you know they still have a look at that. They host Denver on Sunday at 1 o'clock, while the Bills will be playing in Indianapolis. And I don't know. I guess I don't have to dislike Denver's chances any more than Tampa's. But as it turned out, despite being as depleted with skill guys out like Godwin and Mike Evans, and even Jalen McMillan, who's like the next guy up, he was also hurt, couldn't play. They had such a great look at it. You know, and by that I don't mean like they were ahead and they should have hung on to the lead. I mean, they're playing the Chiefs, but the Chiefs go up with what, 4 minutes to go, and Tampa gets down the field like they got it back in the window, like we could do this. And so thinking, okay, you're gonna go make it happen here. And the whole time in my head, I'm just a dude really wanting Kansas City to lose who lives in Buffalo, like, get down there, run the clock down, get your touchdown, go for two, get on the plane, and get out of there, right? Like, this is going to work out perfectly for me in Buffalo. And they screwed up running the clock down and then didn't go for two anyways and lost a coin flip and lost a game. which, you know, I this is funny. This is, you know, fatigue. I was tired, but I said I would keep that game on as long as it was competitive. Yeah. And it obviously was competitive the whole time. You know when I turned it off? When they kicked the extra point.
That was the end of the game?
That was the end of the game to me. Like, you just did this. You got them. You're not going to get them again, even if you win the toss. You're not getting them again. I'm sorry. You're not.
You didn't watch overtime.
I did not watch overtime. I did not. I was so upset. I ended up not falling right asleep, of course, because you're mad. I should have just stayed up and watched, but that would have just prolonged the whole thing another 40 minutes or something. So I wanted to start the clock running towards actually going to sleep. Like, I don't need to see how this ends. It's going to be one drive.
You were right about that.
Yeah.
I just stayed up to see if there was some possible way Kansas City could cover the 9 in overtime. I couldn't think of a way they could do it. It could happen in college where you score first and then you have a fumble return for a touchdown or something. But these days, guys just go down. They know it's not right to run it all the way back. Can I just say, so the two-point idea, man, like, it just sounds these days like everybody is saying that, which I think is cool. I mean, for so long... That point, think about, like, how long ago really would you have been able to not get almost any pushback for, yeah, the Bucks down one, 30 seconds to go, of course you should go for two.
I probably pushed back on it 3 or 4 years ago, even.
And we don't know that they would make it.
Of course not.
You know, so there's a reason why they don't. But not that long ago, that would have seemed insane. And I mean, it's election day. People are kind of... frustrated, always focused on what isn't.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good. What isn't better about life in America? There's one. Now we know going for two... it makes sense. And it was so bad. I mean, there were just so many pointless conversations over the years, or just the analysts who can't. Well, he even had Troy Aikman last night saying they should, all in his way, not like definitively, but in his way. I can understand why. So, I mean, still count it.
Yeah.
You had, how many times would you have heard an announcer say words to the effect of, well, I wouldn't on the road. Or, you know, somehow it's different whether you're playing at home or on the road. I mean, these kinds of things, ways of sort of kind of slipping out the side door of the take, you know. Like, you could, but I wouldn't. And so it's not unanimous that people think they should have gone for two last night, but it's much more in that direction than not that many years ago, which I think is great. I mean, we've seen... I don't know. This has always kind of been my cause, this stuff, fourth down and everything. And the easy take, you know, when it came to all that stuff, in an era where coaches were just loathe to it, they were always punting, they were never going for two, just never taking these kind of, quote, risks. I mean, it's not even really taking a risk when the odds are better doing what you're doing in terms of win probability. And the argument would always so often be like, well, why would you know? Why would anybody else know better than the coach would? You know, but we made it. You know, we proved that actually,
but the organizations have realized that people know better than the coaches in the moment on the field.
Yes, and now I mean I think Sean McDermott is one they largely take those decisions away from him, away from coaches. I mean, I'm not sure that's always true with McDermott, and ultimately, he's going to be the one to
I'm sure he has final say, but yeah, he's got people telling him to throw the challenge flag and all that stuff, like every team does. They're like 50 coaches.
So we won, right? I mean, I guess, fourth down, 2 points, this kind of thing. It wasn't true that coaches knew better. The world kind of realized that the data supported the other thing, and for the most part, I think we have an NFL now that subscribes to that. And that's not a minor thing, you know? That's a sea change in strategy in this sport.
A part of the reason I keep mentioning the timeout, and there's defense for the timeout. You mentioned earlier that, you know, they would want to get the right play in to try to have a chance to tie the game. But sort of thinking about Bowles in that moment, I feel like a lot of football coaches, even with Jack Del Rio when the Raiders had that weird one-off year where they won, if there's zeros on the clock, right, you tie. New England was in this situation against Tennessee, were they not? Like, they tied it on the last play of regulation.
Yes.
And Mayo, I never saw a follow-up. I'm sure it's been addressed. I just didn't see it. I know after the game, didn't want to say. He didn't want to get into why they didn't go for two. And I wondered, it's funny, on the heels of the Richardson thing from 2 weeks ago now, May ran around like crazy on that play to tie it. And I wonder if Mayo didn't want to say, like, I didn't want to line up to go for two because I think my quarterback was tired. But I think that might have been plausible in that scenario there. But again, you know, who knows?
How about if he'd said, I didn't want to go for two because I didn't want to win the game?
Right.
We're trying to get better players in here,
I want to get a franchise left tackle for this quarterback next year, and I would like to do that at second overall. So I'm trying not to win. But Bowles, I feel like if they get that touchdown and they're down by 1 point and there's zeros on the clock, he goes, let's do it. Right? Like, forget the coin toss. Let's just go win the game right now. But there's 27 seconds. Like, I guess we'll kick. Like, I for some reason, I know that's broken logic, but I feel like the football coach that doesn't want to go for two in the first place would be more tempted if there were no time left. Like, I'm a cowboy over here. Get me my holsters. I gotta go to the corral to have a gunfight. I just feel like that would appeal to that guy. But when he took that time out, I'm like, oh, no. He's not going to do it.
Yeah, they called the timeout when they got to first and goal at the one. And I just think that was probably like get organized, personnel, how much time is really left here. So I don't think that myself that was so bad. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's easier to justify when this is the actual end of the game.
Right.
But really, what's going to happen, especially against Mahomes, what's going to happen in the 30 seconds or 30 to 40 seconds is only bad for you. He's not throwing a pick six to win you the game in those 30 seconds. It's only bad for you. Right. So go get the lead or not. It should be the same. Almost definitely, he's not going to hand you a turnover and you're going to beat him that way. Well, again with the Chiefs, it was close.
Could have really used it, Tampa. Thanks for nothing.
They're about the same favorite this week as that game. They were 9-point favorite last night, and it's 8.5 or so for their game Sunday at home against Denver. Bills down to 4. At BetMGM against Indianapolis, 4-46, so 25-21. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here with pregame for Sabre Senators coming up in less than 20 minutes here on WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.